I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Turkey has taken a step toward a more democratic constitution. At least that's the claim of the Prime Minister of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and his governing AK party. But the Prime Minister's critics accuse him of amassing too much power. Voters had their say yesterday. They approved 26 constitutional amendments in a national referendum. 58% voted yes, 42% no. The changes include judicial reforms supported by the European Union. From Istanbul, Matthew Brunwasser reports.
Yesterday marked 30 years to the day since a military coup took power in Turkey, promising to end years of instability and political violence. But in the process, hundreds of thousands of people were imprisoned and many were tortured, died in custody, or disappeared. Prime Minister Erdogan chose the date of the referendum so that people would remember the suffering of the past. In his victory speech, he said the changes to a constitution created by the coup leaders would help clear up the abuses of the past.
Our people have said yes. Yes for more democracy. Yes for more freedom. Yes for the superiority of laws, not the laws of the superiors. Yes for the people's will and sovereignty. And may the regime of the guardianship end.
The campaign was shrill. The debate focused more on Erdogan and his battle with the secular Turkish establishment than on the substance of the 26 constitutional amendments. Though most do have broad support, such as articles expanding rights for children, women, and labor unions. But two amendments increasing executive control over the judiciary raised charges of a power grab by Erdogan's Governing Justice and Development Party, or AKP. Onur Oyman is the deputy leader of the opposition Republican People's Party.
The independence of the judiciary, we believe, is the key to the democracy of Turkey and all countries, and we believe that these articles will increase the influence of the government over the judiciary.
The changes allow parliament and the president to appoint constitutional court judges, and they make the military liable under civilian courts for the first time, changes pushed for by the European Union. But secularists are nervous about those very same changes. The AKP is an Islamic party, and the opposition has long charged it with trying to undermine the country's secular institutions. But Cengiz Aktar of Bahçeşehir University says this all means Turkey is becoming a more normal and democratic country.
Elected officials represent the popular legitimacy, and non-elected officials, appointed officials like the military especially, should stop intervening in the political life. This is what it's about.
Analysts say the broad support for this referendum gives Erdogan's Justice and Development Party a strong push into national elections next year and a good chance at winning a third four-year mandate. That, too, worries the secular opposition. They wonder what Erdogan and his Islamic party might try to do with this popular mandate. On the streets of Istanbul, the vote roughly mirrored the national average. Furat Dinçer was optimistic about the changes and didn't care much about the battle of the institutions. Dinçer says, I expect good things to happen. Good things to happen for our retirees, for laborers, and for our future. All I can do is hope for the best, after all. Cevat Kaya was excited that Turkey will have more democratic institutions. Kaya says, this result of the referendum will take our country to a very good place. We didn't just vote yes for the AKP, but we voted yes for our parliament. Professor Cengiz Aktar says these are the biggest changes made to the 1980 constitution so far, but it's still not quite right.
This one was the 17th time that the constitution is amended, and it's still not enough.
Aktar says what Turkey needs is to stop patching and create an entirely new constitution that isn't tainted by the military coup 30 years ago. The strong public support for this referendum, he says, shows that Turkish society is finally ready for the debate. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Istanbul.